You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin the weekly roundup with top events. This week, the Modi government withdrew the Personal Data Protection Bill from the Lok Sabha and said it will come out with a set of fresh legislations that will fit into the comprehensive legal framework. The government will bring a set of new legislation for a comprehensive legal framework for the digital economy, said IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, who moved for the withdrawal of the bill in the House. The government has now identified four key clauses in the withdrawn Personal Data Protection Bill that are likely to be either dropped or fine-tuned in the new one to facilitate ease of doing business and achieve regulatory simplicity. The industry, which includes big tech as well as startups, had voiced concerns about these clauses. Regulation of hardware and devices, localization of data with retrospective effect, the need to seek regulatory nod every time cross-border flow of data is required, and penalty on global turnover for any violation are the four areas which figure on the government's list, sources told FE. It is likely that consultations will be held once again with the industry on these issues. Moving on, Small Industries Development Bank of India, the principal financial institution for the MSME sector, will launch a new credit risk ranking for MSMEs to enable banks take faster decisions to lend to small businesses. The new product, developed along with credit information company TransUnion CIBIL and digital lending platform for MSMEs online PSB loans, will give a fifth score based on the credit risk associated with the MSMEs. On the difference from the existing MSME rankings, a SIDBI official who spoke on the condition of anonymity confirmed that the new rating is being developed on the back of GST data, ITR returns, which is a proxy for balance sheet and P&L and current bank account details. Currently, the product is being back-tested with 400 SIDBI's customers and the plan is to reach out to 600 more. I would like the FIT score to be back-tested deeply so there is a high correlation in the FIT score results and the customer's account trajectory. CIBIL 2 has its credit score for MSMEs called CIBIL MSME Rank. Over to the ongoing investigation into the dealing by the Chinese phone makers, revenue authorities are probing tax evasion to the tune of Rs 7,300 crore by Chinese mobile companies Oppo, Vivo India and Xiaomi. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman told Rajya Sabha on Tuesday. Five cases of customs duty evasion have been booked against Xiaomi Technology India, she said. Further, an investigation by the Enforcement Directorate revealed that Vivo Mobiles India Private Limited has remitted an amount of Rs 62,000 crore, or about 50% of the total sales, mainly to China and its controlled territories from July 27 to March 2021, the minister said. For Vivo India, a demand notice has been issued for Rs 2,217 crore, for which it has deposited Rs 60 crore voluntarily, she informed the House. This week, the centre ended all speculation surrounding the privatisation bill targeting the public sector banks. The government is not planning to introduce any bill to make amendments to facilitate the privatisation of public sector banks in the ongoing monsoon session. Parliament was informed on Tuesday. As per list of business for monsoon session 2022 of the Parliament, no such bill has been listed for introduction, consideration and passing, Minister of State for Finance Bhagwat K. Karat said in a written reply. In the Union Budget for 2021-22, the government announced its intent to take up the privatization of two public sector banks in the year and approved a policy of strategic disinvestment of public sector enterprises. And finally, here is latest on Elon Musk versus Twitter war. This week, Twitter dismissed Musk's claims in a Delaware court filing that he was hoodwinked into signing the deal to buy the social media company, saying that it was implausible and contrary to fact. Musk made the claims in a countersuit that he filed under seal last Friday, which was made public on Thursday. According to Musk, he, the billionaire founder of multiple companies, advised by Wall Street bankers and lawyers, was hoodwinked by Twitter into signing a $44 billion merger agreement. That story is as implausible and contrary to the fact as it sounds. The filing released by Twitter on Thursday said, Twitter's filing is the latest salvo in what is building up to be a major legal showdown between the world's richest person and the social media giant. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.